Please pray with me. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. On Thursday, the first draft of today's sermon was finished, but something wasn't right. Something was missing. Something that would connect the parable to today's society. And I thank God for the internet. For there in the pre-dawn of Saturday morning, I stumbled across this modern-day retelling of the parable of the sower. If you're not on the internet, it might not make much sense, but here it goes anyway. Jesus said, "Once there was a YouTuber who scattered videos across the internet. One day he uploaded quite a few videos. Some of them were watched for a few minutes, and then the people were distracted by other items in their news feed, and all his hard work was lost amid the chaos. So the video blogger decided to specifically target his video to one or two specific social media sites, and they were shared very quickly. However, while they received a lot of views early on, within a few weeks they were ignored because out there now were other flashier, laugh-out-loud pet videos. And so the vlogger decided to try some of the more difficult places on the internet. Yes, he would put his videos in places where there was much controversy and see how they would do. Unfortunately, the videos did not do much better in these spots because all the trolls blasted them in the comments section. And so finally, the blogger decided to specifically target those videos to those he knew would be interested in them, instead of placing them everywhere. He said to himself, "I know these folks are the ones who are really interested, so I'm going to share with them." Eventually, the videos grew over a period of months and years, and he found that he had 10,000 shares, 1 million shares, and he realized his videos were going viral all over the world. When Jesus said, "Listen," everyone was alerted that they were about to hear something very important, because Jesus targeted his parables toward one's heart. Stories that gave them wise spiritual food to reflect upon and discover whether or not they are true disciples of Jesus Christ. Wisdom we can still apply to our lives today. As Jesus sat and preached from a boat, he looked over the countryside and he saw fields prepared for seeding, hardened, well-worn paths, rocky and thorny places, and a sower and a farmer sowing seeds, hoping for a plentiful harvest. But unlike today's precise farming techniques, this farmer walked through the fields in sandals or bare feet, casting seeds to the left and to the right until all of them were gone. Precision distribution of the seeds wasn't necessary or even desirable, because the farmer knew some of the seeds would be eaten by the birds that were closely following him for their daily meal. Some would fall amongst the rocks and the briars where they wouldn't become of any use, and some would be blown away by the wind. Therefore, this farmer's hope and prayer as the seeds were distributed was not found. It was not found in counting what would be lost or what will never properly grow, but in knowing that when enough seeds landed on well-prepared, good, fertile soil, they would take root, grow, and produce a plentiful harvest. A plentiful harvest from fertile soil is what Jesus desires from the seeds he scatters. But Jesus isn't a daydreamer. He knows what every farmer knows. Not every seed is going to grow or produce. And yet Jesus hopes the seeds thrown our way will find good enough soil in us to germinate, take root, and grow for years. Just like in the parable, neither the seeds nor the method of getting them into the soil are the problem. The problem is whether or not they land where they can sprout roots and grow and bear fruit. Over the years, I've seen many seeds that Jesus put into people's hearts grow as fast as Jack's magic beans, only to be cut down and die before they have an opportunity to bloom. I've seen healthy seeds grow, bloom, and bear inferior fruit because the hearts the seeds landed in desired something more interesting, more fun, and less burdensome than loving God and one's neighbor as they love themselves. And I've seen hardened, rocky, thorny hearts in those people that the world deems as worthless turn into good soil, Jesus' seeds, as their hearts became nourished through the reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting of God's Word. People are like plants. Not even Jesus can make them grow if the conditions are not right. We cannot be made to do anything unless we want to do it. And because of that, many people have died, been fired from their jobs, or even been imprisoned for refusing to obey a command. Seeds and plants are the same way. Sometimes we can do everything absolutely perfectly and still have a dead plant due to circumstances beyond our control. But most of the time, when we care for our hearts and we properly tend to them, then the ears of our hearts will hear the voice of God. The Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom to understand it, and we will bear fruit for the kingdom of God and for His glory. If your heart is hardened, if it is filled with rocks or covered in thorns, your heart can be tilled, rocks and thorns removed, when we add the nutrients of faith, hope, peace, love, and joy through daily prayer and scripture reading, regular Bible study in community with others, and the weekly hearing of scripture and preaching. What's lacking in your life today that's preventing you from Jesus' seeds taking root, growing, and bearing fruit for God's love, joy, and blessings to be active within you? For you to bless one person who will in turn bless someone else, who will bless someone else, until everyone has come to know the love of God through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. May our Lord grant us insight into the great mysteries of His kingdom, even as He has deigned to give us knowledge of His holy word, as He has placed the seeds of truth in our minds. So may He, by that truth, protect us in temptation. Then His princely giving of grace will bear fruit even to the hundredfold. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence.